Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is November 11, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about SMBC Nikko Securities implements Itiviti's connectivity services. Alibaba to invest $3.30 BLN for equity raise in logistics. Wirecard, Here Mobility team up for integrated smart mobility solutions. MasterCard, BMO Harris, Superbia join forces for true name feature to card offerings. Instamojo opens credit book as digital ledger for SMBs. New Pharma, Angenico team on payment solutions for online pharmacies. In Australia, late payments hit SMBs during holiday season. Red Cloud on how OCR-driven payments benefit supply chains. Now let's get started. SMBC Nikko Securities implements Itiviti's connectivity services. SMBC Nikko Securities has implemented Itiviti's low-latency market connectivity solutions for trading the Japan Stock Exchange (JPX) and regional exchanges. Via adopting Itiviti's market connectivity solutions, SMBC Nikko Securities has centralized its in-house automated trading (ALGO) system and proprietary trading desk for order management. Itiviti's disaster recovery plan will help the company to ensure continuous trading operations. SMBC Nikko Securities will be enabled to manage the technology underpinning their global trading business, as well as to provide top-tier services to their global clients. As Itiviti's modular technology is scalable, new execution modules can be added to support the expanding trading operations. Alibaba to invest $3.30 BLN for equity raise in logistics. Alibaba has announced it would invest an additional CNH 23.3 billion, about US$3.33 billion, to raise its equity in Kenyao to 63% from 51%. As part of the agreement, the China-based company is doubling down on its logistics affiliate Kenyao, 2 years after acquiring a majority stake in the latter. Alibaba also mentioned that it will subscribe newly issued Kenyao shares in its latest financing round and purchase equity interest from an unnamed Kenyao shareholder. Co-founded by Alibaba in 2013, Kenyao's aim was to bring organization in Chinese logistics, particularly around e-commerce deliveries. In 2017, Alibaba not only bumped its stake in Kenyao to 51% from 47%, but it also committed to spend around US$14.3 billion to expand the logistics business over 5 years. Wirecard, Here Mobility team up for integrated smart mobility solutions. Wirecard has joined forces with Here Mobility to develop integrated B2B2C payment and mobility services. Here Mobility is the mobility unit of Here Technologies, offering location platform services owned by automotive companies, such as Audi, BMW, and Daimler. Via the collaboration with Wirecard, the company will work on a variety of projects aimed at capitalizing on the payment and geolocation services, such as entering in the area of predictive mobility services. Initially, one project will be to integrate Here Mobility's marketplace into Boon Planet, Wirecard's digital banking and payment app, so that Boon Planet users will be able to search, book, and pay for rides using the embedded Here Mobility marketplace without leaving the Boon Planet app. Moreover, Wirecard's digital platform will be able to process customers' geolocation and mobility profiles for additional value-added services. MasterCard, BMO Harris, Superbia join forces for true name feature to card offerings. MasterCard, BMO Harris, and Superbia Credit Union have revealed that they will work together to implement the true name feature for their card offerings. Via this solution, people will be enabled to use their true name on their eligible credit, debit, and prepaid cards, without the requirement of a legal name change. The reason behind the True Name initiative was the fact that there was a need for credit, debit, and prepaid cards that reflect the true identities of many in the transgender and non-binary communities, as some are misrepresented when shopping and going about daily life. For these communities, the card can serve as a source of sensitivity rather than an affirmation of who they are. As part of the agreement, BMO Harris will implement the True Name feature for personal ATM and debit cards in December 2019, and Superbia Credit Union will enable the True Name feature across their MasterCard portfolios in 2020. Instamojo opens credit book as digital ledger for SMBs. Small business SMB tech startup Instamojo announced the launch of its Instamojo credit book, which aims to get rid of manual ledgers by digitizing records. Available through the company's Android app, the ledger allows businesses to keep track of credit given to vendors, suppliers and customers, monitor cash receivables from customers, vendors and suppliers, send due payment reminders, and maintain a centralized record of cash flow. The credit book app and its features are free, with the company only charging for successful payments made to the user via Instamojo. Its offering is similar to Katabook, a mobile app that enables SMBs to record and track business transactions. More than 5 million merchants from over 3,000 cities have signed on, according to Katabook co-founder and CEO Ravish Naresh. He added that it has grown 20% weekly, and businesses recovered $5 billion in previously unpaid credits in 6 months. Last month, the Bengaluru-based startup announced that it raised $25 million in Series A funding from GGV Capital, DST Global, RTP Ventures, Sequoia India, Tencent, Y Combinator and others, along with more than 20 angel investors. As soon as we launched the app, we instantly started to go viral, Naresh said. These shopkeepers and roadside vendors have an internet-enabled smartphone. They are just not using it in their businesses. All they needed was a simple-to-use app. Another Bengaluru-based startup, Oak Credit, which offers a mobile app so merchants can track their day-to-day purchases and sales, revealed in September that it raised $67 million in a Series B funding round. So far, two-year-old Oak Credit has raised a total of $83 million. Amy Wu, a partner at Lightspeed US, said Oak Credit's active users have grown 76 times since the beginning of the year. It's one of the fastest-growing companies we've seen, and reflects the incredible virality and network effects of the business, she said. New Pharma, Ingenico team on payment solutions for online pharmacies. Ingenico Group announced that it has partnered with Belgium e-pharmacy firm Nufarma on a new payment solution for online pharmaceutical buyers. Launched in 2008, Nufarma was created to bring the pharmacy industry online, with non-prescription medication making up 15% of the company's sales, and a large portion of those sales coming from France and the Netherlands. The company sells over 37,000 products annually, and is accredited by the Federal Agency for Medicines and Health Products, FAMHP. The partnership with Ingenico will allow Nufarma to tailor the payment experience to the requirements of international markets, including language, currency and preferred payment method. Because the pharmacy sector is the most demanding in terms of customer requirements, it is essential for us to have a stable and secure platform. And that is what we have managed to put in place, thanks to Ingenico ePayments, said Jeremy Gabasso, CEO of Nufarma. We are very happy with our payment partner, although, most of the time, we don't need to think about it, since everything works as it should, without a glitch. With the world's largest payment acceptance network, Ingenico provides secure solutions across all channels in-store, online and mobile. We are thrilled to support Nufarma's rapid development. Data security is particularly important to Nufarma customers, so we're pleased to give them peace of mind when shopping online by providing a secure, PSD2-compliant payment environment, powered by the trusted Ingenico brand, said Benoit Baudier, Managing Director Online for Europe at Ingenico ePayments. Last year, Ingenico announced a new biometric point-of-sale (POS) terminal that allows customers to authenticate with a fingerprint in support of various payment methods. After the payment is submitted, it requires the fingerprint, which it matches to the database in seconds. In Australia, late payments hit SMBs during holiday season. In the land down under, and of course, elsewhere, notably in the UK, late payments made by larger companies to small businesses (SMBs) have hit firms' cash flows. A recent series of statistics from Provise found that slow payments across the B2B realm cost the world economy as much as $250 billion, nearly $320 billion USD, annually. In the UK, the average length of time it takes to pay an invoice is 37 days. For invoices carrying a value less than 10,000, processing does not begin by large buyers until about 35 days. By sector, as reported by Illion, late payments stood at roughly 13 days in the retail sector, just under 12 days in manufacturing and nearly 11 days in wholesale. As reported in Diesel, late payments loom as a significant challenge for SMBs in the Australian transport and logistics sector. The numbers, per Illion, focused on customer management solutions, show that one-third of all Australian firms, those with fewer than 500 employees, have had to grapple with late payments. In terms of the timing of late payments, the problem is worse between Christmas and New Year's, and payments for the transport industry are late by about 9.7 days, which means it takes these firms about 6 weeks to get paid. Reports noted that late payments have a negative impact on cash flow, as smaller logistics and transportation firms must grapple with ongoing fuel and maintenance costs. In further news tied to late payments in Australia, the Sydney Morning Herald reported that an ombudsman is likely to further scrutinise the use of supply chain finance, as the practice is used to pay smaller suppliers. As reported, suppliers can opt to be paid more quickly, but must often accept a discount for those timely payments. Australia's Labour Party has asked the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission to investigate the use of supply chain finance, because some SMBs have said that, in the words of Brendan O'Connor, Shadow Minister for Small and Family Businesses, small business suppliers invariably believe that they have no option other than to accept such situations, due to the market power imbalance between small supplier and large procurer. For about a year, there have been plans in place to create a national payment times register. The Sydney Morning Herald reported that the register would cover 3,000 companies, and would show the standard payment times in place when paying suppliers. In the UK, too. In the UK, several construction companies have been suspended from the Prompt Payment Code, administered by the Chartered Institute of Credit Management, because they have failed to pay their suppliers in a timely manner. A total of 7 firms have been suspended within that sector. Among the companies cited are Eurovia and McNichols Construction Services, according to PBC Today. Those two firms, among others, failed to satisfy the Prompt Payment Code's mandate that larger firms pay 95% of supplier invoices within 60 days. The firms suspended from the Prompt Payment Code have been invited to produce an action plan to improve payment practices. By way of example, of the roughly 36 firms suspended earlier in the year, 11 have been reinstated. Moving beyond construction, other firms cited include Diageo, GlaxoSmithKline, Aberdeen Asset Management and IBM UK. Red cloud on how OCR-driven payments benefit supply chains. To bring global supply chains into the digital age, look toward optics. RedCloud Technologies said earlier in the month that it had launched a payment solution, known as Cash Reconciliation and Invoicing by Optics, or Cribo for short. The solution allows for global supply chains to digitize cash payments and reconcile invoices in real time. The solution is billed as one that allows fast-moving consumer goods (FMCG) firms and distributors to carry out digital transactions while creating and maintaining digital records of payments. In an interview with PYMNTS, RedCloud CEO Justin Floyd said that bringing digital processes to markets is a critical growth area for consumer goods companies, particularly in emerging markets. He noted the example of the Asia-Pacific region, where consumers buy from more than 30 million stores, compared to only 1 million in North America, where relatively more commerce takes place online. He said in that region, firms are only able to physically reach 10% to 25% of the market, with many firms turning to digital channels to access new customers. However, many of these customers pay offline for these online and offline purchases through cash and checks, meaning payment friction can add massively to the costs for retailers, said Floyd, and those costs subsequently flow all the way up the supply chain, from merchants through to distributors and FMCG groups. Currently, as has been reported, 10% of FMCG billings and up to 40% of their earnings need manual processing of transferred payment information from unbanked and cardless distributors. RedCloud's new solution aims to systematize the process. He said that offline or non-digital payments can translate into missed payments for products and lack of visibility for transactions, all of which negatively impacts cash flow. In addition, many smaller distributors are unbanked and do not wield cards for payments across various geographic corridors. Floyd noted that this is especially true where there is poor banking infrastructure in place, or where there are high and complex banking fees. Banks might primarily choose to serve the larger corporate accounts and consumers, which leaves the middle market SMB segment heavily underserved. Banks are also limited to the customers they can reach through physical branch, ATM presence, and therefore a more digital approach to onboarding and servicing is required in order for them to reach the smaller distributors and merchants, he told PYMNTS. Against this backdrop, SMBs pay their distributors offline, and distributors use non-digital currency to pay FMCG groups. Technology can help modernize the process, he added, as the mobile phones are ubiquitous and feature advanced imaging technology. The imaging technology can digitize paper-based documents such as documents and receipts. He said the RedCloud technology can allow invoices to be instantly scanned, uploaded, and paid in a single click. The invoices are matched to payments through application programming interfaces, APIs, said Floyd. Suppliers are notified of real-time transfer of funds. This creates an instant, secure data trail, which means that payments can be instantly reconciled and credit can instantly be built up, said Floyd. Records of offline payments can be recorded digitally, with payments attached to invoices. Digitally reconciling offline payments can streamline the customer experience, he said. He also contended that the data presented across the digital processes can allow greater insights into customer buying patterns. He said the platform operates across multiple data points including Know Your Customer (KYC) and anti-money laundering (AML) checks. Asked about near-term roadmaps, Floyd said that the company will focus on countries that remain largely non-digital in terms of payments yet have a large and rapidly growing mobile and internet penetration. Many of the market across Latin America, Africa and SE Asia including India and Pakistan have bank penetration rates of less than 30%, he said, meaning card payments also fail to penetrate. Non-digital means such as cash, coins and check are the most common payment methods, however, they have large mobile phone adoption and rapidly increasing internet penetration which makes them ideal markets to move beyond cards and point of sale, POS, and straight to a mobile digital payments platform. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.